Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. Honduras would like to welcome the distinguished delegation of Belize and thanks it for the presentation of its report, as well as for its participation and commitment to this mechanism. We recognize Belize's determination in and the success achieved in terms of the implementation of the recommendations received during its second UPR. We welcome the ratification of various human rights instruments, the establishment of the National Human Rights Observatory, the establishment of the National Committee on Gender and Gender-Based Violence, and the National Committee and Strategy on Climate Change. We congratulate Belize for actions taken to strengthen its legislative and policy framework to combat trafficking in persons with a victim focus, and the implementation of a successful policy to include inclusive education of children with disabilities, as well as the process for creating a national plan to reduce child labour. Honduras reiterates its support for Belize in terms of all its activities focused on bolstering human rights in its country, and in that spirit recommends that, one, they adopt legislative measures and additional policies, including increased allocation of financial resources in order to guarantee the provision of education in the area of sexual health and reproductive health, in particular for rural communities and indigenous populations, and that they step up efforts to avoid school dropout among pregnant teenagers. Secondly, that they strengthen the legal framework for the protection of the rights of indigenous peoples. And thirdly, that they exhaustively revise legislation on migration and asylum in order to bring it into line with their commitments in terms of international human rights instruments and standards. And we would like to, in that context, which